Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to Komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
All right, Allie, I'm going to try this out on you. Be honest.
Okay.
Okay?
Is this a line?
Yes. No, it's just I'm preparing.
Okay, okay.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Domo arigato.
Domo arigato.
That's not just from a song. That actually has a meaning in Japanese.
Yeah,
it means thank you very much. I'm preparing for when Kim Komando comes back from Japan and she has all her stories. And obviously she's going to be fluent in Japanese by the time she gets back.
Obviously.
And then I'll be able to relate and connect. And I'm going to have so many expressions in my back pocket ready to go. I have those two and one more.
What's your other one?
Super Nintendo. But I think that's going to be enough. I think that I will have all of my bases covered when she gets back. Super Nintendo, that works, right?
I think skip that one.
It's Kim Komando today. Kim Komando is in Japan. She is taking a much deserved and needed vacation with her family. She's going to be there all week. So Allie and I'm not confident on how to say Allie's last name again, are going to be filling in. I just can't say it.
Just say it, man.
How do you pronounce it again?
Seligman.
See, it's kind of like a hitch in the middle. There's no flow. It's the Seligman.
You're right. It's a weird name.
And it's not yours.
No, I've taken it.
You earned it.
Yes.
We're going to be filling in all week. Thank you for streaming with us. It's the Kim Komando Today podcast. Of course, we're live on YouTube, Facebook, Rumble, GeoCities sites, everywhere. And if you're watching, please like, share, and comment on the video. That helps the algorithm, helps people to see us, because the more eyeballs that are on this, the longer we're going to be able to do this. If you're listening not, or if you're not watching the feed and you're listening to the podcast, thank you as well. Leave a comment, drop a 5-star review. Anything you can do for us is appreciated. And we're going to have a full week of us, me and Allie. I think a little bit into next week, too. I think a couple days next week.
Amazing.
I mean, it's Japan. You just don't go to Japan for the weekend.
It's a big travel.
Yeah.
Big, big travel.
That's a daunting flight. Yeah. I think it's like 15, 16 hours.
Yeah, it's intense.
So, Kim, she's taking her well-deserved time off, and we're going to fill in. I'm going to start with a story from the weekend.
Okay.
Actually, go back 2 weeks. Ooh. Maddie, the show's producer, sent me a news story about an Apple sports app. And she was like, this may be a throw-in at the end of the show. We may use this as a closer, just so you're aware. We never actually talked about it.
Okay.
But I did download it. I looked into it, and Apple has a sports app. And I was like, well, this is going to be cool, because I'm a sports bettor. I love sports, huge sports fan. And I thought, if Apple has a sports app, then we'll finally have what I want, a tool, a widget, to where, I love that word.
Where this man needs a widget.
Where you can go and select on a certain game. Let's say I bet on the Warriors to win tonight, but $10 on that, and $5 on Steph Curry to make three-pointers. That I could select those, and my widget would just keep rotating everything I've selected just for the day, and I would be updated without having to open everything. It would be right there on my home screen.
Let's pause for everyone that's like, what's a widget?
You don't know what a widget is?
I know what a widget is. Well, so this app is essentially, it keeps track of all the scores, right? So you put in your teams, you can easily see how all of your people, whoever you're betting on or the teams that you follow are doing. And then a widget is something that lives on the home screen
right.
of your phone that updates. So what you're saying is, okay, great. I would tell the widget, I really care about the Warriors tonight. So it's just right there without you having to open the app.
But the app doesn't have that feature.
Womp
the app womp. Actually doesn't have any features.
Good, good, good.
No news stories, no videos, no interviews. It's just scores.
Isn't there something kind of nice about that, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
We have 612 of those already.
Well, but they're not iSports or whatever it's called. Apple Sports.
Same score no matter where you go.
Well, no, but they put it in pretty boxes, rounded edges.
So when I saw this, I was like, this is so lame. There's no need for this. And I kind of totally forgot about it. Then I saw a story over the weekend, and this is going to shift. It's going to take a left turn in about 2 seconds, from The Atlantic. And the Atlantic's had the headline, is Apple building a sports betting app?
Hey, there we go.
I was like, oh, maybe that's what it's, maybe they're just putting out this meaningless sports score web app because it's going to be connected to sports bet. I mean, it's really bad. It's just scores. It's going to be connected to sports betting in the future. So I click on the story and I'm reading, I'm very interested. And I read a first paragraph and then the second and then boom, paywall.
Oh, of course. The Atlantic is paywall immediately.
And so I do, there's two things I do when I hit a paywall on the internet.
People, don't take this as legal advice. What he's about to tell you might not be legal.
First thing I do is I quickly try and copy and highlight all the text and then paste it into a Google Doc so I can read it before the blocker pops up saying you have to pay for it.
Classic move.
But with the Atlantic, it's there immediately. It's right there after the second paragraph. So I have to do my other method, which is go to the Wayback Machine, put in the web address, and then it will pull up an archived free edition of the article.
The Internet Archive basically is everything that's on the internet gets captured, sans the paywall.
813 billion websites.
You just knew that number. Good for you.
The Internet Archive.
Love that. Yeah.
So I'm going through the article, and unfortunately, I'm not trying to insult the Atlantic. It was a boring article. They really didn't know. If
this was like a think piece.
Yeah, it was asking a question and then just asked the question. They didn't answer it. So as I'm scrolling through, I stop for a second. I'm like, how is this legal? Is this illegal?
Mm.
The fact that I bypassed the paywall by going through the Wayback Machine. I mean, they're missing out on the possibility of me signing up for a free trial,
sure,
forgetting about it, paying it for 17 months, then seeing it on a credit card statement and going to cancel.
Plus the ad revenue on the website.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
How is this legal? So I went into a deep dive.
Wait, so we're not talking about Apple and sports betting anymore. We're
not
talking about getting past paywalls.
Correct.
Okay.
We're talking about copyrighted information on the internet.
Okay. What did you find in your travels?
Because right now, the Internet Archive is battling two lawsuits. The first one is against the music companies. They started this project called The Great 78. I think that's what it's called. And it's all music pre-1972 that's on 78s.
Okay.
They're copying the music over, cleaning it up, making it sound really good, and then making it available for everyone. Artists that you've never even heard of, all the way up to Frank Sinatra.
Sure.
And they're being sued. They're being sued by the record company, saying they've actually calculated they've lost $412 million because of the Internet Archive's backing up of all these 78 records. And they're losing. They're losing this battle. It's still active right now. You can go and listen to it immediately.
Who's losing the battle?
The Internet Archive.
Okay, got it.
They also, during the pandemic, opened up the National Emergency Library.
Yes.
Because libraries were closing across the country. And so they started scanning physical books, millions of physical books, and making them available to whoever wanted them online.
Super cool resource. Not your stuff.
No,
right?
Not at all.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting there going, exactly. It's really cool. And this stuff needs to be preserved. It's really interesting to go back and look at the Yahoo front homepage, July 8th, 2002. But it's someone else's stuff.
Yeah.
And I just stole someone else's stuff minutes before without even thinking about it, with no guilt at all.
Well, and I think we all do that, right? With paywall stuff especially, it's like, okay, let me try incognito. Let me try a different browser. Let me try, like, we have these tricks.
Do you think
tricks.
We all do? Do you think enough people try and bypass it that it does have a financial? I mean, we just talked about this last week with
absolutely.
Kim. Vice is out of business. Yeah. One of the biggest news sites that was on the internet is totally done because they can't support themselves financially.
Well, it's not just the paywalls, too. It's also people using ad blockers, which a lot of websites are monetized primarily on ads. So if you don't show any of them, they didn't make any money off of you. Yeah, I absolutely think they're losing money. It is a tricky thing, though, once you get to, there's so much free stuff on the internet, and there has been for so long, that I think people are still hesitant to pay for a lot of things.
Right, but are these companies right? Are these record companies and these book publishers, are they right to sue and shut this down?
I mean, by the letter of the law, probably.
Well, the
judges- spirit of the thing is kind of like, But shouldn't we have access? Isn't it better?
But it's not only that it's better, is that the Internet Archive, they say a website is only up for 100 days on average.
No kidding.
And then it gets taken down. The average website is up for 100. Now, have you ever gone into a website and you've seen forbidden, 404?
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
Have you ever seen 451?
I'm sure.
451 means because of legal actions, this website was taken down.
Okay.
And there's a lot of that. There's a lot of people who build a website, put free stuff that they don't own on it,
right.
put music on it that they don't pay for, and they get taken down because of these copyrights. But if you're saying it under the guise of we are collecting information for the greater good.
Right. It's preservation of information. Are they? Yeah. In some ways, it's almost like encyclopedia kind of.
But it also, in some ways, it's stealing and distribution of someone's copyright and information.
Yes.
So that's why I was sitting there and I was so torn because I just did it. I just stole something. But it also, I think, and I know everybody, the money grab, blah, 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 big business, corporations. I get all of that. I hear all of that. But it's also, too, these 78 records that they made with Frank Sinatra, someone had to front the money for the recording. Someone had to pay the technician and pay the artist and pay for the physical copy to be made in hopes that in the back end, they'll make some of that money back.
Right.
And if we just lit it out there for everyone to get for free.
Well, but, and right, the other side of the argument is that no one would hear it in the other.
There's so many
right.
sides.
Yeah. Has this made you rethink trying to get around paywalls yourself?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
I was sitting there and going,
you're feeling bad.
There's someone at the Atlantic who's may lose their job because when they do the quarterly report, there's not enough subscribers and they need to downsize.
Yeah.
A lot of sites
do have, you get the thing that looks like a paywall. A lot of them though are make a free account and you get at least a certain number of articles. So that is a way to support sites. Even if you can't pay for it or don't want to pay for it, maybe it's not something you go to all the time. If you make an account, that's at least something, right?
Well, because they can sell your information and they're going to make money off of that.
Well, sure. Use your fake email. I don't care.
I'm trying to think of it in big picture though. Like my favorite director is Quentin Tarantino. Mm. And I make it a point to go to the theaters to watch Quentin Tarantino movies.
Sure.
Because I know success is judged based on box office numbers. Mm-hmm. And I love his art and I want him to continue to be able to make that art. And so I happily give over my money. So am I being hypocritical because I love Quentin Tarantino? I'll pay him. Mm. But I just wanted to see if Apple was building a sports app so I wouldn't pay the Atlantic. Yes, I am. I absolutely am.
You are. Yeah. And it's, oh man, I feel like we've talked about this for 2 hours. There's so much here.
It's weird. It's weird how I see absolutely both sides of it. I say absolutely the record companies and the publishers are correct. Also, the Internet Archive is really cool and they have a bigger purpose than just being Napster.
Absolutely, yeah.
And all of this stuff. So I don't know. I don't have an answer. I know I'm doing the same thing the Atlantic did. I asked a question that doesn't have an answer, but I thought it was interesting. Where are you at?
I would love to know, too, what other people think about this.
Yeah.
You know, like if you have an opinion on this, do you try to get around paywalls? Do you feel bad about it? Or are you like, no way, everyone just wants my money?
How could they possibly tell us that answer? Oh, they could comment on the video right below. I've always wanted to do that on a video. Right there, right below. Unless, is there a website where the comments are this way? In any direction.
No, I think it's always right below.
Always below?
It's always right below, yeah.
Drop us a comment. We're going to be, Maddie's upstairs. She's collecting all the comments and we're going to read some in the final segment of the show. What do you have for us next?
Crypto. It's going crazy. Every website right now, every news website, like one of the top stories is about crypto.
Are we back to the time where on my For You page on TikTok, every third video is going to be telling me to buy waffle coins and fufu coins?
Actually, yes. Unfortunately, we are there.
We're going to do that next. All right, it's Kim Komando today. Kim Komando is in Japan. I'm going to say right now she's probably surrounded by Hello Kitty dolls eating an entire bowl of sushi.
Yeah, a bowl of sushi.
Yeah, a whole bowl.
Classic.
Because everyone
classic
knows
presentation for sushi.
Sushi is served in bowls in Japan.
Yes.
Little known fact. Thanks for joining. I'm Andrew Babinski. Ali is with me all week. We're filling in for Kim. Thank you so much for listening and watching. We're streaming on YouTube, Facebook, Rumble, anywhere else?
everywhere that you can watch a video.
Oh, okay. Everywhere else. If you like, if you please could like, share, comment on the video. It really helps us out. We want to keep this going. We want to build this as big as we possibly can so you can enjoy it. Share it, though. You like this show, don't you? You're enjoying it. I mean, maybe a little less because Kim's not here. But you're enjoying it. So share it with someone you know so we can keep doing this.
That's an extra reason to share. Kim needs to have faith in us while she's gone.
That's true.
Share away. Let's get these views high. So she's like, yeah.
We need her to come back and say, I'm not needed.
No, we need her to be proud of the A-team. Gosh, Andrew.
What do we got for us, Adam?
Crypto. You didn't know me back in 2020, 2021. Mm-hmm. Kim used to call me the crypto queen.
Okay.
Of course she did, right? So I would do segments on the radio show about crypto when it was going totally crazy.
Bonkers. That's when I got into it, when it was bonkers, bonkers.
Did you buy like at the top?
No, I didn't.
Good for you.
I think Bitcoin was in the high 20s.
Wow.
28,000 yeah. range when I bought it. And it got all the way up to 60.
69, yeah.
And then all the millionaires and billionaires were saying, well, just keep that in your pocket. You're going to be rich in about a week and a half. And then it went through the bottom. But I also bought a bunch of unique coins. So many coins that I don't even know what they were called to find my wallets that they're sitting in.
Oh, you know what?
To sell it.
I can probably help you later.
Okay.
Bring your laptop or whatever you did it on.
I did it on a Play School, one of those things where you spin it and does noises with animals, like the cow says.
Yes, I can show you the combination. It's perfect. Like chicken. We'll do it off the air.
Here's how pathetic it is. I have the passwords. I just don't know the name of the coin. It's awful. But
that's great.
To
I bet
be
I could
fair,
help you.
It's worthless. So it really doesn't matter.
Not all of it is worthless. So Bitcoin at its peak was at like $69,000 for one Bitcoin. It might hit an all-time high again. It's at 67 right now.
What's pushing it? Why is it back and stronger than ever?
Part of this is because a big part of it is because the spot EFTs got approved by the government. So that means any person, you don't have to like get into the crypto world, make a wallet, use the blockchain, all that mm-hmm. stuff. You can just do it through regular stock trading. So it is part of regular portfolio.
But if that's the case, then it's not crypto anymore. It's just a regular investment.
That's what spot EFT, it's a little strange. So spot EFT is essentially like the value. It's like value for value. Mm-hmm. So it represents the Bitcoin. It's not actual Bitcoin, but you make the money on what the value of Bitcoin is.
Right. But correct me if I'm wrong. For the value of Bitcoin to go up, we need it all to be mined until we get to the end and there's no more Bitcoin. That's how we're all going to be gazillionaires.
Well, the other thing that changes the value is, have you ever heard this term? It's called the halving.
Of course I have, but if you can explain it to everyone else,
I would really
appreciate it.
So it's baked into the code of Bitcoin. Around every 4 years, the amount if you're a Bitcoin miner, right now you get a specific amount if you, mine one of the blocks. Every 4 years, that gets cut in half. So this is kind of what keeps it from, I guess you can think of it like inflation.
Okay.
So from overinflating. So it gets a little bit harder until all the Bitcoin is mined. Like you said, there is a finite amount. I think it's 21 million Bitcoin. Probably won't happen until like 2140 or so.
Which is right around the corner.
Sure. Yeah. Start planning. But Bitcoin price is going crazy. Like I said, almost at the all-time high. And almost always when one of the big coins like Bitcoin or Ethereum is going crazy, the meme coins go crazy. These are the ones you probably know, Dogecoin.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the big ones are Bonk, which is the one I found.
Do you mean the one that was just given to you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But now is it the same structure as it was during the pandemic where it's all around social media, it's all around the hype, and there's really no tech backing up the coin? It's just talk of tech?
Yes. So these ones
specifically, they're going to crash again.
Oh, yeah. These meme coins generally lose like 80% of their value, like almost all of them.
Right.
These are really the hype coins. These are people getting in trying to make money. So, hey, can I put in $100 and turn it into $100,000? Because it's worth it for people to take the bet, right? Unless you're the person at the end.
Right. You're, when you're
who bought
the last
in at the
person.
Top. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So these are risky. I would say it's a dangerous place to put your money. It's almost always the like, whoa, glad I did that weird thing and now I made a ton of money.
When are you going to bounce your bonk?
I'm holding on to the bonk. So meme coins are kind of weird. Like Bitcoin, it's worth $69,000 for one, right?
Mm-hmm.
These coins are generally worth like 0.0000. I think if it loses a zero, I'm gonna get out.
Just one zero?
Yeah. And that's enough.
How about Pancake? I just realized I'm thinking I have Pancake coins. Are they worth $1 billion yet?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, no. Flocky and Pepe are the other ones. They're up like 500%.
Those have been around for a while, though. Yeah. At least Pepe has.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I wouldn't say go spend all your money. But again, we gave this reminder before. We should get into your wallet and anybody else. Like, if you have a crypto wallet, there might be some money in there that just kind of like popped up overnight, which is pretty cool.
But you said last week that if you have a Coinbase wallet or one of the big companies,
yeah,
you're not going to get the freebie stuff. It's just going to be...
Correct, yeah. But maybe you had, you know, if you had bought some of this and forgot about it.
Right.
I think, you know, a few years ago, a lot of people did that. It was just like, oh, sure, this is 5 cents. I'll buy a bunch. Now you might be like a bonkonaire.
I have like four wallets out there,
okay,
that I don't know what coins are in them.
Okay.
No idea how to search it.
I have a pretty good guess, just based on what the big ones are, what the wallets might be.
Oh, we can reverse engineer, yes, and search?
Yep.
All right, cancel the podcast. We're going to go see if I am a millionaire.
No, let's just do it on the air so everyone can see. Do you have your seed phrase with you?
I do.
Good.
Dog. Biscuit. All right, on the other side, the Glasgow Willy Wonka. Oh, can't say Wonka. Sorry. The Glasgow, Scotland Willy and the Chocolate Factory Experience has an update.
This week at Macy's, get an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals, like 25 to 60% off cold weather gear for the whole family, 30 to 60% off select bedding and bath, plus 30% off select small appliances. And Star Rewards members earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees at Macy's, Macy's Backstage, and Market by Macy's. More at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
This is Kim Komando Today minus Kim Komando. So it's just today? Is this Today Show?
Are we doing the Today Show?
This is phenomenal.
Cool.
I finally made it. No, Kim is actually in Japan. She's going to be in Japan for the entire week. The A-Team is here. Andrew and Allie, we're filling in for the entire week in those amazing, expensive, comfortable shoes of Kim Komando's. And we appreciate you joining us. We do live stream this on the internet video form. We start at 10:30 on the West Coast, 1:30 on the East Coast. We're on YouTube, Facebook. If you're watching us there right now, but you're like, this is my day off, I'm not going to be able to, you can always take us with as podcast form, wherever you get your podcasts. You know where you get your podcasts. I don't have to tell you. The Kim Komando Today podcast is there. Also, the Kim Komando Show, which is a totally different podcast. It's Kim Komando's huge show on 400 stations. She posts that on the podcast as well. You can download that. And we would really appreciate it. Also, try the newsletter.
Oh my gosh, getkim.com. We have all kinds of smart stuff. If you like this podcast, you're going to like the newsletter.
It's just a podcast in newsletter form.
Kind of, but like different content, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you get extra smarts.
And it's one newsletter a day.
One newsletter a day takes you, I don't know, 5 minutes or so to read through.
That's it? I have 5 minutes.
Then why haven't you...
I haven't figured out how to get around the paywall. And we all know.
It's a free newsletter. Don't listen. This is misinformation. Do not.
That's why I haven't signed up yet. I need a paywall to then want to overcome so that I can get the information for free.
Getkim.com lands in your inbox every morning. It's a great email.
So in Glasgow, Scotland, I'm sure you saw this, right?
No.
You did not see?
I didn't see this.
The Willy, can't say Wonka because they didn't pay for it, the Willy's Chocolate Experience?
Yeah, that doesn't sound really sketchy.
So here, let me pull up my phone so I can read to you how it was described on the internet.
Okay.
It was from a company that is called the Illuminati or something.
Sure.
And they put together these experiences. And it's get ready to embark on a journey into a world where dreams taste like chocolate.
Ooh.
As we approach much anticipated Willy and the Chocolate Factory Experience, let's explore a celebration of sweetness and imagination. It's not just an event. It's a celebration of chocolate in all its delightful forms.
So far, I have no idea what this is.
So basically, it's supposed to be like this immersive experience that all centers around Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Am I going to get dunked in chocolate?
850 people bought tickets at $44 a piece.
They wanted to get dunked. Okay.
The day of the event, and it was advertised with all of these AI-generated images. The day of the event, there was a line around the building. Families, children, the young, the old.
Ready to get immersed.
Yearning
for
experience the Willy Wonka chocolate experience.
No Wonka.
And this is what they got. They got that sad Oompa Loompa standing behind a table. They got basically black curtains separating a big old room. There was a couple of there's the entrance to the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory. If you're listening on the podcast, it's about four purple lights and a generic factory. It doesn't even say Willy Wonka or anything. They have a sign stapled to a wall.
I think we could set up something better here in the studio within an hour.
If you put any effort into it, sure. You could set up something.
Ooh, they've got a big rainbow display.
The children were supposed to be able to go into the
think of the children
jelly bean room, which was fully immersed experience of jelly beans. Honest to God, they had so little jelly beans, each child got three.
You might as well not give jelly beans. That's awful.
They had to ration them. There were supposed to be candies given away. Nobody had anything. The guy who put it together, his name was Bill Cool. Not kidding.
And not cool, Bill.
The night before, he had an AI-generated 15-page script that he handed his workers and expected them to memorize and perform the day of the experience.
This is like Fire Festival, but make it Wonka.
It absolutely is being connected to the Fire Fest. And so the employees, they tried. They tried their best. There's videos of people trying to entertain kids in front of a photocopied picture of a candy bar.
This would have been so uncomfortable. Can you imagine?
It's heartbreaking what happened. Everybody started getting upset. Everyone started complaining because $44. I mean, think about a family of four, that is so expensive.
Yeah.
3 hours in, the employees gave up. They just walked. They didn't know what to do.
Was Bill Cool there?
He wasn't there.
Okay.
So the update is,
he was counting his...
We're finding out a lot more about Bill Cool and that this isn't his first rodeo. He's done this before.
Is it his real name?
It is his real name. During the pandemic, he started a pandemic charity to where he was collecting government grants and community donations to help people who couldn't work or couldn't support themselves during COVID.
Sounds great.
Disappeared with all the money.
Oh, good. Okay.
Then he opened a business consulting company where he said he had one MBA and three PhDs. And one of the PhDs was in business ethics. I'm not kidding.
Bill.
He also currently has 17 novels. That he's written.
They're AI.
That he's selling on the internet that he wrote in 1 year.
Okay.
He must be F. Scott Fitzgerald to write 17 novels in 1 year.
That's insane. We need to get one of these and perhaps read an excerpt this week.
I don't know how long they're going to be up there because the internet found out that he, instead of giving money to charity or helping the community, whatever this Willy Wonka chocolate experience was supposed to do, he was funding his dream wedding in Turkey.
Bill. So every time Bill needs some cash, he comes up with a new scheme.
He's a schemer. He's a schemer and a scammer.
Big schemer scammer.
He actually ran for city council in his...
Where does he live?
Village
in the UK?
Scottsdale.
Okay.
Not Scottsdale. Scotland.
Okay.
Bit different. In Scotland. And when he put out his flyers that he was running for council, he misspelled the name of his own city.
Sure.
Because he had AI generate everything. They generated the scripts. They generated all of his novels. They generated his business website. They generated the images to sell the Willy, can't say Wonka, chocolate experience. The internet found out that he's supposed to have a dream wedding in Turkey and that the money from the Willy Wonka chocolate experience, can't say Wonka, was supposed to fund this wedding.
Wayne, can you believe that? Thank you.
He has not paid a single employee yet.
Oh, sure.
He also said he's refunding every single ticket, hasn't refunded them yet. Mm. But the wedding's off. The wedding's been canceled and he has left. He's moved out.
Wow.
I don't know if he's on the lam or if just all of the internet pressure surrounding his amazing event has collapsed on top of him.
Or this is another scheme and he's pretending and he's really good. Do you think...
Could have never been engaged to begin with.
Right. If he was, do you think that she knew he was such a scammer?
The business is called the House of the Illuminati.
So yes.
I would think.
Maybe she's a scammer too.
The internet is all over this guy. But they're also all over all of the employees. Mm. The employees are being made fun of. They are being ridiculed. They are being attacked on social media.
I mean, that stinks. This just seems like people who wanted to make some money and needed a job. Right?
And they're coming out and they're telling the story saying, we weren't part of this. We were just hired.
Yeah.
The guy who played Willie Johnson, because you can't say Wonka. Willie Johnson.
Nope. You got to stop saying that.
he came out and he said basically this was a train wreck from the beginning.
Yeah.
That they walked in there and they had no idea what they thought they he sold them as much as he sold the public on what this event was going
to
be like.
Yeah, I don't think you can be really against these employees unless you're willing to say every person who bought a ticket to this is also an idiot. Like, clearly this guy's schemes work well enough to fool people.
Well, yeah, when you use AI generate, now that's all the other point is there are people on saying that AI should be regulated and it should not be available to the public because you can do more bad than good when it comes to this.
I don't know. Like, schemer's gonna scheme, and Bill Kuhl, I don't know, 30 years ago would have been scheming. He wouldn't have had this tool, but he would have found the way. Like, this just makes it a little bit easier, sure, but I mean, there's a lot of good.
But it does allow you to do it on multiple levels at a much bigger scale.
I feel like we could say this with any technology.
Do you think, though, you would ever be fooled if you saw the AI images of what Willy Wonka, Willy Johnson's chocolate experience is going to look like, that you would buy, pay $44 for a ticket and take your family?
I don't know. I mean... So I think there's a difference. I think most of us recognize that, like, okay, this is a marketing image. Maybe this isn't exactly right. What it looks like, but it sounds cool. All the stuff looks really cool. Like, yeah, I think people get fooled by this
and
stuff.
He definitely would have gotten rid of away with it if it wasn't for the power of the internet.
Yeah.
And he probably is going to get away with it. He's not going to pay anyone back, and he's not going to pay his employees because he's a crook.
Sure.
But then he'll go to jail because this has gotten global attention.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but he's on the lam. He's not getting married in Turkey.
Well, and it's probably going to be harder for him to continue his scheming, which is kind of the, okay, AI made it easier, but the internet made it so that this guy can't keep fooling a lot of people.
It's true.
So maybe that's...
But he'll be easy to catch. He's just the guy who's going to be followed by a bunch of Oompa Loompas.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, welcome back to Kim Komando Today. Minus Sans. I've never used that. Ooh. Sans Kim Komando. She's in Japan. Man, I'm jealous.
I'm so jealous.
I mean, I'm normally not a jealous person, but come on.
It's one of my top would love to go there destinations.
Is your number one?
Maybe for like, yeah, maybe.
I mean, it's great. There's no bad number one list of where you want to travel.
I don't have a formal number one.
You need to.
But in this moment, yes.
Because
it's
jealous.
My number one because Kim is there and
yeah,
I'm mad about it.
It's not fair. And I'm going to pout about it. Allie and I are here for the rest of the week. We are, of course, streaming Kim Komando Today on Facebook. Thank you so much for watching and thank you for commenting and sharing. We have some comments.
We do. Liz says the A-Team is doing an amazing show. Yeah. Thanks, Liz.
And Liz, you're doing an amazing job.
As a commenter.
Yes.
And a watcher and a friend.
If it was a bad comment, we wouldn't have read it. But obviously, A+.
I mean, I'm probably going to read a bad comment. No, our viewers don't leave bad comments.
Let's be fair. The haze, those are bad comments.
You know what? I think no comment is a bad comment because it tells the algorithm people are interacting. People like this show. So even if you just drop a hey or an emoji or whatever it is, yeah, we're probably not going to read it because it's not that exciting. But it is good for the show.
I stand corrected. You're absolutely right. Comment hey.
Hey. Zach said, please send me some bonk crypto, Zach. I appreciate the audacity. I will not be doing that.
Share the bonk.
Dear Pastor, I understand the basics of Bitcoin, but can't figure out mining. How can that happen in the closed system? My friend, I am not going to explain this on this podcast because it's too boring and too technical and nobody wants to hear it.
No, real quick though, if I'm sending you a Bitcoin, we need someone to process it. Yep. That person who's processing it is a miner, is a Bitcoin miner.
Yes, that is part of the miners. The miners are also the people that discover the coins. So there are that finite number we said, the 21 million, they all have to be found to be in the system. So think about it if there was like... a treasure chest, right? And you had to find all the crypto. Well, it is. It's hidden in code.
Math.
Yes, math. So computers, really powerful computers, are doing complex math. Whoever can solve it the fastest wins that coin. There you go. I just explained Bitcoin mining in
I told you you could do it.
Amazing. Jackson Max said, wonder if Kim is in Japan wearing high heels. I am sure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
She's not wearing Hey Dudes. We know that.
God, do you think she packed her Hey Dudes?
I know she didn't. She's giving them away.
Oh, that's true. Break Time 101, you really can't say Wonka anymore just because this event was not a sanctioned Wonka.
The reason why we couldn't say Wonka, because the guy wouldn't fork over the money to pay for the Wonka copyright.
Because it was all a scam.
Yes, it definitely was a scam.
Yes. Lisa C., oh, good. I just walk away from paywalls. The information they charge for are not worth the fees. Not to mention, they end up selling your data and also make money off of my visit to their site. She makes some good points here. One that you made, too, about the information. I think there's just also so many places to find stuff, right? And most stories are multiple places.
They're putting a paywall on everything, though. We talked about it last week. You're going to have a subscription to your printer.
I hate that.
I thought it was so laughable that HP wants to charge you $7 a month or whatever it's going to be for 20 prints on a printer. It's hilarious.
Horrendous. Arturo Torres. Sorry, I couldn't do it. How will the new AI search results work with copyright since they're basically plagiarizing what they obtained from the internet? That's a good question, and we don't know yet because this is the basis of a lot of lawsuits against OpenAI.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, essentially they took everything on the internet. That's why the New York Times and lots of authors, really so many people, are suing because, hey, you took our stuff to make your bot. So I don't know. I hope as a publisher, right? So here we publish content on the internet. Yeah, I think we should be compensated if our original content is adding to those results. Do I think it'll ever happen? Probably not.
Probably not.
No. No. Okay, one more. Another Arturo. I first heard about James Howells, the guy who lost a hard drive of Bitcoin to the dumpster that is worth like $4 million today. That Bitcoin will be lost to the land. This story's nuts. Do you know this?
No. Is this the guy from San Francisco?
Yeah.
Who had one last password attempt?
Yeah.
And if he got it wrong, but I thought it was worth like billions.
It is worth billions.
Okay.
It might be $4 billion. I don't know exactly, but it is billions. This guy had Bitcoin that was on a drive. He encrypted it. He lost the password. He can't access it. So these Bitcoin could just disappear. And that further drives up the price, right? Because it's like taken out of circulation.
Right. Makes it even more rare.
Exactly.
So I'm the opposite though. I have the passwords. I just don't know where to put them.
We're going to find it. And we're going to do a big update for everyone.
After I have a question because I don't want to, but there was a coin that was backed by the founder of YouTube. It's a video like.
I vaguely remember this, but I don't know what it was called.
That one I have a lot of money in. And if you could figure that one out.
Sure.
I will give you upwards of 1%. So our last story of, it's something. Our last story today is the flying car.
Ooh, tell me more.
The FAA has given a company the go-ahead to start testing their flying car. It's a two-passenger vehicle that can go 110 miles in the air. And all of their promo and hype videos show this car driving on the highway. There's a wreck ahead. It's animated, trust me. There's a wreck ahead, and the car lifts up off the ground, flies over the semi-truck, and lands on the other side.
Yeah. The dream.
Here's the crazy part. 8,250 people have pre-ordered this vehicle that costs $300,000.
Oh, I mean, if you have $300,000 to just burn, you're going to, flying car. Sign me up day one.
So I'm reading this morning. I'm like, I can't believe this. It's not going to be available for years, and people are forking over $300,000.
Wait, so they paid the full amount? It's not just like a...
No. Oh. $150.
I'm going to do it with my bonk.
Exactly.
I'll get everyone.
You imagine going in to pay for a $300,000 car, and they're, well, we're going to need a deposit. Okay, how much? $30,000? $50,000? Nah, $150.
Because they're trying to get as much interest in this as they can. And absolutely.
Here's the thing, though. I got to give them credit, is that you can pull your name in the line at any time.
Oh, nice.
You don't have to let it sit there for a year. They're not taking your money and reinvesting it.
Yeah.
If you decide at some point the flying car is not for you.
You have a change of heart.
You can just hit one button on your account and they'll send you your $150 back right away.
If you had $150... Would you? No, but really, would you drive one of these flying cars or be a passenger in one? Yeah. If money was not an object,
yeah, I mean,
would you try it?
If theoretically, it's only going to go like 30 feet in the air. So
what?
The thought is to just get over traffic.
Huh. Okay.
It's not, I mean, we have helicopters. We already have flying cars, right?
Yes.
Neil deGrasse Tyson does this great thing on the flying car. And he says that we already have flying cars because all you're trying to do is get to travel in another dimension.
Sure.
And we've already done that with tunnels and overpasses and multi-lane highways. You know, at one point, roads were just one going east, one going west. Yeah. And as fast as you could go would be behind the slowest car on the road.
Right.
Then we widened them. That's another dimension. Then we put overpasses, another dimension. Tunnels, another dimension. Flying car, we already have flying cars because all you're trying to do is travel. And the minute we get real flying cars, we're just going to complain that the traffic above our head is too much.
Oh, and then imagine like you get in a crash in the air.
Right, and,
then you land on somebody.
Your carburetor falls on someone standing in the corner because you're 30 feet above.
Yikes.
I love the prospect of it. I think it's cool. Yeah. I love the future.
As a concept.
Correct. Yeah. I don't think it's ever going to be a reality. I think it will be a nice niche taxi cab thing. Maybe sure. Government vehicles will be able to fly, but nobody else.
Well, they are working on the ones that are basically like you go from the airport and it can take you home or it can take you to different areas.
And that got licensed as well.
Yeah. And I think that's a really awesome use. Do I want like you and everyone else having their flying car? Probably not.
Flying above?
Ugh.
Imagine someone drops a drink and lands right on the top of your car.
People are bad drivers on the actual road. Imagine them in the air. I don't want to think about it.
We could be just 2 years away. And if you want to be part of it, all it takes is $150.
$150. Hit up Andrew when he finds his YouTube coin.
Oh, yeah. When I find that, I'll pay for one. I'm never going to. So I'll pay for one for everyone listening. Everyone who commented, you're getting a flying car deposit thanks to me. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be back tomorrow.
We will.
10:30 Pacific, 1:30 on the East Coast. This is Kim Commando Today.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.